This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. NHL Central Scouting has released its midterm rankings, and 58 players from the WHL making the grade. We'll hear from the number one ranked skater in North America in moments, Nolan Patrick. He's back from injury in Brandon. Prince Albert Raiders goaltender Ian Scott is the number two ranked goaltender in North America. He'll join us as well. Former Swift Current Bronco and Lethbridge Hurricane Jay Merkley has been named the Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month for December. He'll be our guest from Lethbridge. First up, 58 players from the WHL listed by NHL Central Scouting in its midterm rankings released this week. Leading the way is Winnipeg native Nolan Patrick of the Brandon Wheat Kings, ranked number one amongst North American skaters. Five of the top 12 on the list are from the WHL. Tri-City Americans power forward Michael Rasmussen is ranked sixth. Portland Winterhawks forward Cody Glass is ranked eighth, while Tri-City Finnish defenseman Juuso Välimäki comes in at number nine. Kelowna Rockets defenseman Cal Foote ranked 12th. In fact, a total of 12 WHL skaters landed in the top 31. Nolan Patrick is back from injury and will captain Team Cherry at the upcoming Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game set for January 30th in Quebec City. He spoke with Brandon Crow.
The man of the hour here in Brandon, who's played a couple of games now for the club since missing 30-plus games due to injury. And Nolan, I guess, let's start off, you and I have talked about this before, but let's start off with your time away. And I know you've mentioned it to me, it was tough to be away from the rink, so you got to be happy to be back in the swing of things now.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, it's nice being back, coming to the rink every day, being around the guys and full practices and playing games. And, you know, obviously being away for 35 games is never fun, but, you know, I'm happy to be back in the swing of things.
Now that you get back into the swing of things on Friday night, let's just talk about that day. You know, when you woke up that day, was it kind of like maybe your first Western Hockey League game? Did you kind of have a little bit of nerves in the belly?
Yeah, a little bit of nerves. Obviously, when you don't play a game for that long, I think it's just human to have a little bit of that. But, you know, I felt a lot better than I was expecting. You know, I thought I had a good start to the game and kind of got my feet under me there. So, you know, it's nice to get two wins in my first two games back.
For yourself, obviously, it was tough to be away. And with all the distractions and everything going on between the NHL and everything else going on with you being away, how were you able to kind of put all that behind you and focus on your rehab?
I just didn't really look into it too much. Obviously, I wasn't playing, so no one's really watching me, so there wasn't much pressure on me to be playing good or anything like that. So I was just, you know, focusing on my rehab and working with my strength coach and my skills coach, trying to get back here, and, you know, I'm happy to be back now.
Now, talk a little bit about your skills coach in Winnipeg. You mentioned it to me on my last broadcast about how much he'd been able to help you get your timing back. Who is your skill coach, and what sort of things did you guys do?
My skills coach is JP Vijay. He used to play for the Atlanta Thrashers. He played there for a couple of years and then in the Swiss Elite League. And yeah, we do a lot of, you know, at the start, my injury was still pretty weak. So we just kind of did some ginger skating, get some movement back. And then we kind of progressed into some game light situations and some skill work. So he was great for me. And my strength coach, Jeff Wood, was also, you know, big for me in the gym, getting me back into shape and, you know, trying to get my whole core area strong. So
you mentioned it after the last game that you are 100%. I know there's some fans that thought maybe you played too much on Friday and whatever else, but that's not the case.
No, not at all. I think I could have maybe played even a week earlier than I did, but I just wanted to, you know, to be 110%. And I kind of said before, if you're missing 35 games, there's no point in playing at 30 instead of 35. It's not going to benefit me much if I'm not, you know, right there. So I waited till my time was there, and I was feeling 100%, and, you know, I played as much as I thought I should have played on the weekend.
Well, now that you are back on the ice and in the lineup, you know, what are your goals for the second half of the year?
I don't really have any, you know, personal goals right now. I'm just kind of focused on the team here, and, you know, I think we need to start being a more consistent team. You know, I think we got a really good group of guys on there who can, you know, start putting some wins together and, you know, make a push up the standings in the playoffs here.
Well, it's good to have you back, Nolan. Thanks for doing this.
All right, thank you.
Nolan Patrick, as he returns to the lineup with a 4-point weekend in his return to Brandon.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
NHL Central Scouting with their midterm rankings out this week, and Prince Albert Raiders goaltender Ian Scott ranked number two amongst North American goaltenders. He joins us on the phone here. Ian, first of all, congratulations. That's a great honor to be number two in North America for draft-eligible goaltenders. But what was your reaction when that list came out earlier this week?
Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely kind of cool to see, you know, childhood dream and stuff like that. But, you know, you can't let it get to your head, and you just got to keep focused on you know, the season and take it game by game.
Yeah, there was, you know, a bunch of goaltenders from the WHL on that list, but you were first and foremost there. You know, Stuart Skinner was there, Jordan Hollett, Dylan Ferguson of the Kamloops Blazers. So you're number one in the WHL. Do you take a sense of pride in that right now?
Yeah, I think it helps, you know, to have that confidence in the game, you know, that they obviously see something in me, and you just can't, or you just got to use that as a, you know, a confidence boost, you know, so you don't, you know, get caught playing small or something like that.
You just turned 18 earlier this month. You're a big goaltender at 6'4", but what's your style? What, when you are asked what kind of a goaltender you are, what kind of words do you describe yourself with?
I'd say athletic, you know, anything, you know, keep the puck out of the net. You can't really rely on walking the whole time, or you can't really react all the time either. You just have to, you have to know when to react and when to block.
Sometimes goaltenders on this list are from teams that have won a lot of games, and maybe that goaltender isn't overly tested night in, night out, but I don't think we can say that for you. You see a lot of work. I think you're coming off a bunch of shots in a game last night, and your team has been struggling to find the win column here in Prince Albert. So what keeps you focused here? What keeps you motivated this season?
I think it's just, you know, I know I'll be facing a lot of repetition, and you know, I'll be putting tight spots, so it's just a matter of using that as a learning experience to improve my game and the consistency part, and being able to come in, night out, ready to win a game. And that's just something I'm going to have to learn night in and night out this season.
You know, you got a great experience last year as a 16-year-old goaltender. Not many 16-year-olds get the amount of games you got last season in Prince Albert. How much of a bounce was that coming into your draft year this season?
Yeah, no, it definitely helped, especially having, you know, Ryland as a mentor. He definitely made my first year in the league definitely something to, you know, remember, and I learned a lot off him, and I mean, I still do learn from him and this year from Nick, so it's been great.
You're a Calgary native, so of course you have the NHL Flames in your backyard there, but what about NHL goaltenders? Is there a style or a guy that you look up to and try to maybe just take some from their game as well?
I'd say Price. I think most goalies would say that. His mental side of the game is something I really look up to, and you know, the consistency he has and the, you know, mindset he brings each game.
Ian, these are just the midterm rankings. There's a whole lot of hockey left before the final rankings come out in April here. So what's your focus from now until then to try to either maintain your ranking or perhaps jump into that number one slot?
I think it just comes down to maybe stealing a few games for the boys here. I think we're desperately trying to get back in that win column, and I have a feeling that in the next few games that it should happen. So we just got to keep building on that, and the rest of it will fall into place.
Ian, best of luck here from now until the end of the season, and thanks for being our guest here on WHL this week.
Yeah, thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The WHL Player of the Week is someone we featured here last week as the WHL's December Player of the Month. It's Lethbridge Hurricanes captain Tyler Wong. He picks up the weekly award after collecting 5 goals and 5 assists in 4 games. The 20-year-old product of Cochrane, Alberta, is 4th in the WHL scoring race, as well as his 33 goals, good for 3rd in WHL goal scoring.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former Lethbridge Hurricane and Swift Current Bronco Jay Merkley is the WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month for December. He is with the University of Lethbridge Pronghorns now and joins us on the phone. And it's been a couple years removed for the WHL now for you, Jay, but how's life after the Western Hockey League there at U of L with the Pronghorns?
I'm absolutely loving it. It's in my opinion, it's a step up in every single way. It's nice to kind of just have a little bit of a balance and not just have your life completely revolve around hockey. So I'm absolutely loving it down here.
Yeah, I know that you spent parts of 4 seasons, played nearly 300 games in the WHL in your time there. What about that Canada West? Boy, that's a tough spot to be in. I know University of Lethbridge, the Pronghorns there, playing with the big boys like U of A and the University of Saskatchewan. How's the season going?
It's going good. Recently we've been on a bit of a slide here. But, I mean, I think we're doing better than past Pronghorns teams have done in a long time. So, I mean, it's hard. You play those teams like U of A, U of S. They usually get the real high-end recruits. I know some of those guys just came back, I believe, from the East Coast League or whatever, and those teams that Christmas time as well. So, I mean, they're just getting better, but we're doing well. We're holding our own, and I think we're just improving. That's the most important thing.
Jay, you finished your WHL career with a couple of years in Swift Current. What was your time like there in the city and with the Broncos?
Honestly, it was amazing. I had a really rough start to my career there and with the Hurricanes. I wasn't quite sure my future with hockey a few times even altogether, but you know, Mark Lamb, I got to give him an insane amount of credit. He ended around for me. He's just an amazing guy. Great coach, and my time in Swift was amazing.
You're using the WHL scholarship program there as you continue in Lethbridge. How's school going? What course are you taking? What degree are you working towards?
School is awesome. That WHL scholarship program is really, it's quite amazing. It was really eye-opening moving away from home and billets and all that for the first time and really like understanding how much the real world costs. And just to have like the tuition and your books paid for is just amazing, absolutely amazing program WHL has. I'm going in to the education program down here, hoping to be a teacher one day. So it's going great. I'm really enjoying it.
What about pro hockey? I always ask the question to guys that are in school and perhaps thinking about going down south to play some pro hockey when they get their degree. What are your thoughts on that?
I at this point in my life, I don't have any aspirations for that. I'm pretty happy with where hockey's taken me so far. I've met a lot of great people, but I think after this, I'm going to be ready to experience some different aspects of life.
I got a laugh on your Twitter bio. You just mentioned that you're Nick Merkley's brother, and I know that he's having quite the run here in the WHL, a first-round pick of the Arizona Coyotes, and I'm sure you're right in tune with what's going on with the WHL, considering Nick's in his 19-year-old season here.
Yeah, most people that talk to me, and I tell them my name, and they go, oh, do you know Nick Merkley? That's usually how the conversation goes. I love it. I'm his biggest fan. Well, I don't follow too much of the WHL anymore, just basically when the Rockets are playing. I got to see him a few times over Christmas in Calgary and Edmonton, which is nice. He's just such an amazing player to watch. I know he's having a hard time at the start there with his knee injury. He had that really serious injury, but I think things are starting to turn around for him.
Hey, Jay, thanks for being such a great guest. Sounds like things are going well for you there at the University of Lethbridge, and things are great for you there after the WHL on the scholarship program. Best of luck there with the Pronghorns, and thanks for being our guest, okay?
Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say a special thanks to Brandon Crow and Brandon for his help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.